had a private meeting with Governor Greitens before he took the office and before you had left. Is this the first time you've ever shared a public forum beyond that?
I get to see the governor. I mean, I stay in touch. Obviously, we had during the transition a lot of meetings, a lot of work together. And since that time, we've stayed in touch and tried to be supportive of the state in ways that we can be helpful.
Has he solicited your advice?
You know, one great thing about being a former governor is when you talk to other governors, you don't talk to the press about it. So the bottom line is, if I can be helpful, I'll continue to be. And I think the way that folks trust me is if I give them my advice and then move on to the next topic.
Governor, when you were governor, obviously when you were in the legislature, there were Democrats that were in the majority. When you were governor, the Republicans were a majority. You said today that you didn't listen necessarily to the base. You listened to what was best for the people. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, I just think that, quite frankly, when elections are done, elections are over, and it's your job then to govern all the people. And we tried to do that. And whenever I needed a repriming of the pump, you just travel in Missouri and talk to the individuals that were out there about what their needs and desires were, and it reinvigorated me. So the partisan stuff, I mean, whenever folks come at you and say, Democrat this or Republican that, they're really kind of just beginning to make an excuse for why they can't do something instead of a reason why they can do something. So I really aggressively tried not to be overly partisan as governor. I think it's one of the reasons we had so much success.
Governor, one more question. What do you think, you know, you talked about mental health and parks. What do you think is your greatest accomplishment that you're most proud of and your biggest maybe disappointment that didn't happen as governor?
Well, I mean, as far as moving forward, obviously dramatic increases in college graduates, dramatic increases in two-year graduates, economy going way better, kept the AAA bond rating, paid down debt, made investments, expanded the park system, mental health, the new Fulton Center, and other things are very good. As far as disappointments, I mean, I have to tell you, Brian, when you look back over your shoulder, you don't focus on those. But I think that the legislature and the governor this year working on transportation, that was something we didn't get done, that you need to invest in, that I'm hopeful it'll get done.
Big question about the floor trip. Why aren't there any glasses on there?
Yeah, I served more time without them.
What do you
think? Plus, glasses change. My face doesn't. It just ages.
What do you think of the portrait? I mean, I personally like it quite a bit, but what do you think it represents of your tenure, if you could make an interpretation?
Well, that I worked hard for the people, and that if you see in the back of it, it's got the Missouri River. We wanted to have water in there. I mean, Georgia and I were big outdoors folks, and still are, as everybody knows. So we wanted to have that reflection, but I wanted to be positive. I wanted to reflect the great values of the state of Missouri, working hard and bringing people together.
Okay. You still live in Jeff City, or do you live in St.
No,
Louis?
No, we live in University City.
Gotcha.
St. Louis, yep.
What are you doing now that gives you as much satisfaction as what you did when you were here?
Well, I don't think you're ever going to have anything that matches being the governor of Missouri, okay? I mean, you just got to admit that and realize that. Because when you can speak for the entirety of the state, when you can put your shoulder in and move issues aggressively, you're never going to have anything. But we're really enjoying our life now. I'm practicing law. I'll be teaching at WashU Law School in the spring. And, you know, saying no to a few invitations and hiking and floating and stuff like that without aid of the Highway Patrol. You know?
Do you have to take CLEs again?
What's that?
Do you have to take CLEs again now?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I taught two last year. I got it. They don't give you a lifetime achievement award of not having to stay current on the law.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Governor, good to see you.